Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a vital question we can answer, we invite your call now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Jesus Christ is alive. That's the good news. And because he's alive, to those who know him, those who have trusted him, he kind of changes things for us from the inside out. He gives us his perspective on things. And that's what enables us to give thanks in all situations, when we begin to see things through God's perspective and not our own. There's a great story in Matthew chapter 16. You know, Peter had answered Jesus' question, "Who do you say that I am?" with confidence. He stood there and said, looked at Jesus and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus went on to explain his death, burial, and resurrection. Mm-hmm. Now, this just flummoxed Peter. He had no earthly idea what Jesus was saying. He said, "No way, Lord, we're not going to have this happen to you." And Jesus said, listen, Peter, you do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. So Jesus, because he's alive, he gives us a mind that sees things from God's perspective, not just from human perspective. Yes. And that is so vitally important. And I would just want to read a couple of passages, and then we're going to conclude with one of the great promises in the New Testament. First, in the book of Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews says this in Hebrews 12:15, "See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." So if we have the mind of Christ, we're not going to miss the grace of God in any situation. But if we don't have the mind of Christ, if we're just merely seeing things from our perspective, it is so easy to have a bitter root grow up yes. in us, which causes trouble and defiles many. I mean, you look out there in the world and you see the world situation as it is, and all the things that we have to go through just as human beings, just from the time we wake up until the time we go to bed. This is a tough place to live, and it would be so easy to let a root of bitterness grow up that causes trouble. You see many troubled souls out there, troubled minds, troubled people just trying to figure it out, and they're bitter. They're just bitter people. Why? Because they've missed the grace of God, because they're not seeing things from God's perspective. They're seeing it merely from their own perspective. I have a great example of that in the Old Testament. Joseph, he was sold into slavery by his brothers. His brothers were jealous of them. They despised him. They hated him. Knew he was his father's favorite. And they didn't like that at all. And so, first opportunity, they did something. Sold him into slavery for some silver. And he became a slave in Egypt, was able to interpret some dreams, rose to power, became the man in charge over all of Egypt. And when his brothers were going through the famine that struck the Middle East at that time, they went to Joseph for help. They didn't know he was Joseph, but Joseph revealed it, and they were just struck to the heart, you know, what's going to happen to us? And Joseph merely looked at him and said, "You meant this for evil, but God meant it for good." Mm-hmm. That's a person that gained God's perspective, that did not miss the grace of God in all of this situation. And that's how we're to be. And this gospel of Jesus Christ enables us to see things from God's perspective and really tap into this great promise that's given to us in Romans 8.
Oh, yes. One of everybody's favorite verses, Romans 8:28. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
You put that promise in your mind, in your heart, you dwell on it, and I guarantee you, whatever comes your way, you will not miss the grace of God in that particular situation.
Absolutely.
You will know that God's grace is sufficient in all things, and again, your heart will overflow with gratitude.
Yes, indeed. 844-322-2742. It's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada, everybody. Of course, this is Basic Gospel. We want to hear from you on this edition, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Lexington, South Carolina, and talk with Doris. Hi, Doris. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. I wanted to ask you how I could, I know it's not true, but I just don't know how to get out of my mind that there's some teaching going around about a couple of things that brings insecurity, like your name. There's a scripture somewhere about your name being erased out of the Lamb's Book of Life. And I just read where Jesus said, you know, he was telling his, the guys back then not to rejoice over all the stuff that was happening, but to rejoice that their names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But then there's a real strong teaching, like what makes you think that your name can't be erased out of the Lamb's Book of Life, or that you can't renounce the Savior. So how do you, I heard Bob a long time ago say something about that. He said, that ought to make you know that your name won't be erased out of the Lamb's Book of Life. He didn't interpret it like that.
Well, the verse I think you're questioning, that you're wanting to know an answer to, is Revelation 3:5. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot his name from the Book of Life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. So many look at that and say, well, it's possible to be blotted out. Well, that's not what the verse says. The verse says, I will never blot out his name from the Book of Life. That's a pretty powerful statement. I will never blot out his name from the Book of Life. Whose name is that? The one who is overcome and who is dressed in white. Well, we have some great passages in the Word of God that defines the one who is overcome. John does that for us in his letter. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So those who have faith in Jesus Christ have overcome. And so to those who have overcome and who have put on the white robes, that's the righteousness of Christ. Jesus said he will never blot out his name from the Book of Life. It's the most assuring, comforting statement in this book of Revelation. That gives us the assurance that we need, Doris. I mean, to have Jesus look at you and say, I will never blot your name out of the Book of Life, that's pretty assuring, isn't it?
It's very assuring. And there's just like one more question. May I ask you one more question real quick?
Yes.
Okay, it's about there's teaching about like, okay, yes, you're made righteous, you're made perfect, you're made this, you're da-da-da-da-da, but that's just your spirit. We're still got to deal with your soul. We still got to deal with your body. So if you mess up in your soul, and I'm like, who doesn't, you know, but and your body, you still have to, you got to get forgiveness for that. And I'm thinking, that does not add up to what I learned when I went free. Because I know I went free at a time when I had no hope. In fact, God used you to tell me, Doris, I mean, I didn't have any hope, none. And I was saved. And I was at the seminar, and you said, well, will you just love it? Give us a chance to help you? And I said, yeah. And I was crying and everything, but I come on back up and listen to some more scripture, and sure enough, I went free.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes. And it's like spirit, soul, and body. And I know that there's some teaching. I know Bob says, well, okay, your body, I mean, you're a spirit, you live in a body, and you have a soul. But it doesn't, like, separate. He doesn't separate
Well, you're one person, Doris. You're one, and God saved you completely, totally, wholly.
Three different parts. I've got to keep two parts straight, but the other one's already straightened out. But there's two parts that you better make sure you keep that straight.
Well, Doris, I mean, it is true that when we're born again, that's spiritual in nature. We're born again of the Spirit. The Spirit was dead, and now it's alive to Christ. And because it's alive to Christ, that's going to impact and influence and transform, you know, these minds of ours and these bodies of ours. So we're going to see coming out of these minds and these bodies the actual love of God. And that's pretty cool to realize that God's love that now resides in these spirits of ours will make its way out into our minds, into our wills, into our emotions, and then into our actions. That's how God works. So we can bear the fruit of God's Spirit. Well, where do we bear that? In our souls and in our bodies.
Yeah, that gets me excited because then it could come out to somebody else, because that's what I want to happen, somebody else to experience that, I don't know how to do all that. I can't produce that fruit, but I can be available for him to flow through me. So I've been listening to the New Covenant, Walking in the Fullness of God's Grace, and how I'm very, very excited that can really come out of me towards somebody else.
That's exactly right. And your hope is not you trying to control the soul or the body. Your hope is Jesus, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
Richard, you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah, it's interesting that so many people will say, oh, yes, spiritually I'm okay, but if I don't behave, I'm going to be lost. Well, if you say that, that means absolutely you are not spiritually okay, because when the Spirit takes up residence, we are sealed. Well, if we're sealed, we're sealed. Either that or the Spirit's not there. And so if somebody's got bad behavior and we don't know what their motivation is, well, then take them back to Jesus. Take them to the gospel. If they're not saved, they can get saved. If they are saved, it will remind them of who they are and the power that's available inside of us. But don't listen to these arguments that say, oh, yeah, you're fine spiritually, but if you don't behave, you're going to get whacked, because that's a lie. You cannot be fine spiritually and then be whacked in the side of the head by God. You just can't.
No, I hate to get into that kind of scary teaching. So I love the real truth of the Word of God, like Bob was saying in that walking in the fullness of God's grace, and how you got to be, then the doing comes in place, and to turn it around makes a mess.
Yes, that's exactly right. The world says do so that you can become something. God makes us something, children of God, and then enables us to live that out in this world of darkness. And it all emanates from Christ himself, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Also, that staying rested in the truth that he really has forgiven me, and he really has that Sabbath rest where I am complete in him, and I don't have to fight demons, and I don't have to fight to keep my security in salvation. And he really loves me with perfect love.
Yes, he does, and that will never change, and nothing can separate you from that love, absolutely nothing, which ties right back into your original question. Will your name ever be blotted out of the book of life? No, because you can never be separated from the love of Christ.
And that's good news.
Right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Thank you all so much. I love you all so much. God bless you.
Well, you too, Doris. Thanks for your call. So nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
God bless.
Okay, God bless you.
Plenty of open lines right now, friends. 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Doris, her question brings up an interesting point. There's a theology out there that divides things into positional and experiential.
Yes.
If you read commentaries on the Word of God, a lot of things are placed in the realm of positional, our position in Christ, which is contrasted to what we experience mm-hmm. in reality. So positionally we're forgiven, positionally we're declared righteous, positionally we're all of these things, but experientially it's a different story. And that's where we get schizophrenic Christians.
Yes.
Which one is it? Which does God love? Which does he, you know, do all of this stuff? And when we buy into that, what we're saying is this positional truth is basically a mask. And if God removed the mask, he wouldn't love what was underneath. And so we come to this conclusion that God really doesn't love me. He loves this mask called positional truth, but he doesn't love the real me. So we have to realize that truth is just truth. I'm not positionally forgiven. I'm just forgiven. I'm not positionally righteous in Christ. I'm righteous in Christ. I'm not positionally anything. I am in Christ, and as a result, everything is new and different about me. I truly am a forgiven person. I truly am loved, and nothing can separate me, the one who has good thoughts, the one who has bad thoughts. Nothing can separate that guy from the love of Christ. I'm just loved by him, the whole realm of me, spirit, soul, and body. And we need to come to that truth. We need to realize that that is exactly the way it is. Otherwise, we're gonna keep hiding behind this mask, but internally, we're going to be so insecure. You know, how could God really love me? He had to construct a mask to put around me, the only way he can look at me. That's not the way it is. God really looks at us and really loves us.
Absolutely.
That's good news.
That is good news. That's basic gospel, everybody. Yeah, quick reminder, our annual Thanksgiving sale continues. To clarify, any order placed between now and Sunday, December 6th, this coming Sunday, will automatically be discounted 20%. It's a great way to give a gift with eternal impact. You can use our single CDs as stocking stuffers, or you can use them also as gifts for your small group or a Sunday school class for those studies, or just to share with others you come in contact with. And to clarify, the sale applies also to quantity purchases of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, an excellent gift for those of you, those that you know and love. And, of course, to access the sale, visit store.basicgospel.net, and your 20% discount will automatically be applied to your shopping cart. Again, that's at store.basicgospel.net.
I want to add something to that, Bob. As far as the book Simple Gospel, Simply Grace is concerned, we do have quantity discounts on sets of 10, 30, and 60. So 30 is half of a case, 60 is a full case. We've already discounted those significantly. Now you add 20% on top of that. You can buy a case of 60 books for, I think, $380,
wow.
something like that, which brings the cost of each book down to $5.70. Mm. And we're going to ship that to you free of charge.
Wow.
Do you have 60 people that you know that you could hand a book to? I guarantee you, you could come up with 60 people. Or you could give some to your church or to your Bible study group. So this is an incredible way to pass on the good news of Jesus Christ. Get the word out. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many of us have difficulty starting a conversation about Jesus. We're scared to death. We don't want to mess it up. Do we feel adequate to actually communicate the good news with somebody? And we're insecure. And so opportunities come our way, and we shy away from them. We shrink back because of our feelings of inadequacy. Well, one of the ways to overcome that is to put a book in somebody's hands, to give them a book and say, read this and let's talk about it. Then the next time you see the person, you have an easy in as far as the conversation is concerned. So don't let this great discount go by. 60 books, $5.70 each. It's an incredible deal.
Yes,
take advantage of it. And really, to take advantage of it and to make it easy for you, instead of going to the store, you should go to SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. It has the quantities, and you can just click, and it goes straight to a cart. You don't have to do anything else right there. So go to SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Click either 10, 30, or 60, and get on with getting the word out. This is a great way to do it. And this book, just the comments that are coming back, people are enjoying its simplicity, its clarity, its thoroughness, covering the whole gamut from start to finish. So take advantage of this. Put it in somebody's hands. You know, you never know what God is going to do with it.
SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Ardmore, Oklahoma, and talk with James, listening to us on the Word. Hi, James.
Hey, fellas. How you doing today? God bless.
God bless you. Nice to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. I appreciate you taking my call. It's a reluctant call to make because this is a hard question for me to ask because I already know the answer. I just probably looking for some confirmation from you guys. The reason why is because I don't have a church family currently to get the confirmation from. And I'm sure that if I were in the fold right now that, you know, I would have the answer to this. And believe me, I do know the answer mechanically. Spiritually, I'm having a difficult grasp at it. And the question is that, you know, I've been a Christian for about 8 to 10 years now, and staunch. I mean, I love the Lord. Maybe that's not the right word to use, but I've just had a great relationship with Christ to the point where I started to hear my conscience again for the first time. I had been in bike gangs in Detroit for years and had seared my conscience to the point where hurting someone else or myself, which ultimately hurts Christ, was no issue to me. And I mean, I would go the gamut. Believe me, I went there and did it. So with that said, I started to pick up scripture when I got in some trouble and went to jail and years ago found Christ in jail. And it's a great place to find him because there were no drugs, there were no alcohol, there were no women. And so my conscience was able to, what I call white noise, the white noise of the world got to go away. And so I could finally hear that still small voice. You'll have to forgive me for choking up.
That's okay, James. I sure appreciate your courage to tell your story. Thank you.
Appreciate that. So if I can get through this without whining about it, we'll be all right. I found Christ in there, and he was my best friend. I mean, we talked daily, and it wasn't just in Jesus' name, amen, and then I would get up from prayer and go about my day. It was in Jesus' name, now come on, let's go, Lord. Let's go do something. What do you want me to do next? I'm going to stand up. Do I brush my teeth first, or do I shake hands with this guy first? You know, everything I did, I spoke with him about it in my spirit. And that was the real walk with the Lord that I know Scripture speaks about. I ended up actually going to some seminary and took 2 years and graduated with really good grades, gave numerous Bible studies. And I'm painting this broad stroke just so you can see that I do know the answer to this question. I guess I'm driving down the highway right now with a cigarette in my hand for some reason, wondering what happened. Like, this past year, and I believe personally that it's, I'm not waking up in the morning and I'm not spending that time with him anymore. And I don't know why. I can't figure out what it is inside of me that's, it's almost like it's a chore to sit down with this creator of mine that I love and that loves me and to spend time with him. But the longer that...
Well, James, here's what we're going to do. James, we're about out of time on the program, so I want to jump in real quickly. I'm going to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I had those questions, and they really came down to how is this Christian life really supposed to work? And a lot of times we start running in a different direction because we're trying, you know, through human effort to make it happen. And as simple as that sounds, that really is the reason we get off track. We say, I've got this, Lord, I can do this, I can make this happen, and off we go. And pretty soon we figure out that, no, we can't really make it happen. And so to get back is to get back to God's simple plan of living the Christian life by grace through faith in Jesus. So, James, let me put you on hold. Let me send you a copy of this book, and we want to get to know you better, my friend, okay?
Okay,
you hang on. We'll send this to you, and we'll look forward to connecting again soon, okay? You hang on.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's our broadcast for today, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll be here to take your calls, and we hope you'll join us. See you then. Bye-bye.